Today's daf in Masechet Murah, brought to you by Bein Komot Yerushalayim, is daf Lamed. Now we're really getting up there. What are we going to do when we have to leave Tamura behind? By now, I'm assuming everybody's fallen in love with Tamura. How are we going to get along? Serious problems. Fix that up and put on the... Okay, so we were holding on a Chof Tet Amud Beit still because we had a little bit of a problem in precisely how to give over this gear. So we've gotten up to the area in which we wanted to know what is the relationship between Zona, as defined as an Isser to a Kohen, and Midin of Etnan Zona, where we're talking about something entirely different. But nonetheless, the word that's used is the same word. And the question is whether the two are actually interdependent. So we were holding yesterday with the Machlokas of Ayin Rav. So remember, we can actually read this again. It's right in the middle of the middle-sized lines. Yom Rabaye, Zona Ovedet Kochavim Etnena Asur. So if this, the prostitute is a non-Jew, then and only then is her payment Asur. Maritaima, Ktivacha Toiva. Since it says in the pasuk of the din of Etnan Zona, it says ki toavat Hashem Elokecha gam shnehem. As a matter of fact, let's go over the whole pasuk because we're going to be doresh today every word in this pasuk. So we have lo tavi Etnan Zona umechir kelev beit Adonai Elokecha lechol neder. Fine. So now, what is the meaning of the word toeva that's used over here? Toeva is meant to be exereshava to the toeva that we find by the arayot. Just like the toeva by all of the arayot means by definition that there's no kiddushin. All of the cases of the arayot, you cannot make her your wife by giving her kiddushin. So too, the din of a zona is only where the woman cannot be made your wife, even if you want to. But if you had the option of making her your wife, and instead you decided to have a znut relationship and you're paying her, that's not us. That's what Abaya holds. Masha Imkain, according to Rava, we say just the opposite. But let's sit inside first. Ma lahalan arayoche kedushin tov simba ochinami. And the relationship would be, therefore, to the din of a zayna by a kohen, that a kohen who sleeps with a zona, who is a non-Jew, is not over on the isser of zayna. And therefore, he would not get malchus of zayna, because there it says, the Omakra, lo yechalel zaro, it's dafka misha zaro miuchas acharav. Yatsa ovedet kochavim, the ein zaro miuchas acharav. So we have an inversion of the definition of zona. So when it comes to the zona in terms of it and zona, it has to dafka be a zona that you could not make your wife. Masha einke, which would exclude a Jewish prostitute, because you can make her your wife if you want. When it comes to the Kohen, it's the exact opposite. If the Zona is Jewish, then the Torah asked her from the din of Zona, and he would get Malchus. But if the prostitute is non-Jewish, since the child that might come from such a conjugation is not his own, because the child goes according to the mother, because of that, the Torah didn't ask her. Why? Because it's not Lo Yechalel Zaro. So Misha Zarom Yuchas Acharav. The only time that it's a zona is if the child would be Miyuchas Achare the Kohen. Only there Yochayim Mishum Zona. Yatsa Ovedet Kochavim, Masha Enkin Agoya, Dein Zarom Yuchasit Acharav. That's not included. Zona Yisraelit, we said, Etnana Mutar, Matam, Akidushit Tov Simba. The coin sheba alea loke mishum zone, my timer, tazaro miyuchas acharav. So they have opposite explanations according to Abaye. Rava says, echad ze ve'echad ze etnana asur. either one, a Jew or a Goya, the prostitute is still a prostitute, and the Esdan is Osir. And it's the same exact definition for a Kohen, whether his Zaro is Miyuchas Acharav or not. According to Rava, every use of the word Zona in the Torah is the same. And therefore, the very fact that they are opposites, each one teaches about the other one. So since the Zona is defined for Kohen, is Bedavka somebody that is Jewish, Zaro Miyuchas? And since the Zona defined by Toeva is Dafka somebody who's not Jewish, put the two together, and you get a cross effect. We'll have to explain to why the Torah said that. That we'll get to. But we get a cross effect of learning one Zona from the other Zona. Doesn't matter if she's Jewish. Doesn't matter if she's not Jewish. The din is that she's still considered to be a Zona. The Kohen would get Malkus. The Esnan Zona would be Chal. My timer, why? Yalfe mehadad. We learn one out from the other. Just like a Zona Yisraelit is included in the law for a Kohen, so to a Zona Ovedet Kochavim is included in the law for a Kohen. And just like the Etnan of a Zona Ovedet Kochavim is Osir because Ein Kedushin Toiv Simba, Af Etnan Zona Yisraelit, Asur from the same usage of the word Zona. So therefore, I agree with Abaye in a sense, except that the Torah afterwards cancels out that sense. So since it puts the two together, we learn out one from the other. Now, the problem over here is that it says Beferish in the Bright to the opposite of Abaye. Mitzvah. Abaye claimed that there's a big difference between a Jewish prostitute and a non-Jewish prostitute, right? And only a Jewish prostitute, her Esnan, is considered to be an Etnan. Rava said either way. Well, Abaye's got a big problem because the Braita says Beferush, Meitve, Echad Zona Ovedet Kochavim, Echad Zona Yisraelit, Etnana is Osir. Now that's pretty clear, 100%, not like Abaye. It's saying Beferush that there's nothing to say further. One Zona is the same as any other Zona. So what are we going to do about that? Says the Gemara, Abaye's got a way out of it. Amaloka Abaye. Now, I just want to tell you that the Girsagir is extremely confused. And most of the Rishonim take the Lishna Achrina that's going to be at the end and put it first. And then they take this Lashon to put it last, which is why if you look at your Rashi, you'll get very confused because Rashi starts explaining the latter case first. And he only gets to the explanation of this case after he explains the other case, which is on the next stop, you see. So but we'll take the Girsa the way it is. It's fine. I mean, it's not, there's nothing inherently wrong with this Girsa. So Abaye would say to you, now, why does the Braita say that a Jewish Zona is Asura, is Esnan is Asura? It's talking about a Jewish Zona who happens to be your mother or your daughter or whatever. It's one of those Zonot that is also in Kedusha Tov Simba. Where does it say any Jewish Zona? So it means that if you pay for a Zona that is an Isser Koras, it would be in Kedusha Tov Simba. So then it's Asur. What's wrong with that? It's absolutely true. Says the Gemara, how could you say that? Look at the cases that the Mishnah gives. The Mishnah offers a bunch of cases. What is considered to be that son Zena? And it includes an Almana to a Kohen Gadol. Now, an Almana Kohen Gadol, a grusha of a chalutz of a Kohen Hedyot is Kedushin Tov Simba because there's no karet. So the Mishnah went out of its way to say, now don't try to tell me that we're talking about a Zona that is also an Isser Karet and a Kedushin Tov Simba. Come on, Abaye, I mean, for heaven's sakes. That it's at the end of the bright it says, Beferish, I'm one of the Kohen Gadol. Are you going to explain that? Vahani Kedushin Tov Simba? Not a problem. Because we know the sheet of Rabbi Akiva is that ain't kedushin tefsi b'chayve lavin. So now Mona, Grusha, all of these kids are chayve lavin. According to Rabbi Akiva, that fits my criterion of not being able to marry her. So therefore, the Bryce is saying absolutely true that if she was ain't kedushin tefsi, well, then it's an Esnan Zayna, even if she's Jewish. But to say stam, any prostitute in a red light district is going to be considered to be an Esnan, no. Of course not, only if she's not Jewish. So then, by virtue of her not being Jewish, Ein Kedushin Tov Simba, so then the Mela, she would also be a Zayin. That would be the point. So Hamani Rabbi Akiva, the Omar Ein Kiddush and Tevzim, Bechayve Lavim. So what is the Brayta Gufa coming to tell me by mentioning these cases? It's coming to tell me a Kamashmala. The Kozona, the Lo Tafse Bar Kiddush and like an Amon Elokai. Why do you think it mentioned Amon Elokai? For heaven's sake. I mean, think, says Abaya. If anyway, any type of relationship to a prostitute creates Esnan Zayna. So what you want to tell me? Oh, and if she's an Amon Elokai and Gadol, it's also an Esnan Zayna. Well, obviously, why not? Because she's also an Amon Elokai and Gadol, so therefore it can't be an Esnan Zayna. I mean, why, what are you saying? So obviously the only point in mentioning that case was Gufa to tell me that where do we say that a Zona that is Jewish is a Zona only if it's similar to Amon HaLekohen Gadol, which according to Rabbi Akiva means Ein Kiddush and Tav Simba. That's exactly the point. As a matter of fact, instead of asking the Braita on me, ask it on Rava. He's the one that's got problems with the Braita. Why in the world, according to Rava, would it say Amon HaLekohen Gadol? Come on. But according to Rava, you're saying that any Jewish prostitute is a prostitute. So it's, now she's going to be a better, less of a prostitute because she's a Amon HaLekohen Gadol. Does this make sense to you? So my shnodik tani kigon Amon HaLekohen Gadol. So what is the point of mentioning the case bichlal? He's the one that has to answer that. Okay, so Rava will say, look, you know what it's coming to tell me is a different thing, a very subtle. I hold any transaction with a prostitute, I don't care what she is considered to be, I don't care if she's Yisr, she's not Yisr, she's a Goya, she's a Jew, it makes no difference. She's a Zayna. So this is, why does the Brisa mention Amon HaLekohen Gadol? The Brisa is hinting at an important idea. And Amon HaLekohen Gadol is only relevant if somebody said to him, do not sleep with that woman, she's an Amona and you're a Kohen Gadol. If nobody says that to him, it's irrelevant that she's an Amona because there's no din of Malkus on it, right? So you need Hatra'a. That is the subtle hint that the Brayta is giving you. The relationship with a prostitute has to be defined as prostitution. That's the point. So just like Ma Amona lo laki ad de matrebe, avzona Ad-Omarle, he has to say to her, this is money for services rendered. But this tells me that Rabbi El-Azhar is wrong. And I was the bride is coming to argue with Rabbi El-Azhar. Rabbi El-Azhar says that Panui Habal HaPduya Shelo L'Shem Ishut. If you have an option to marry a woman, and instead of marrying her, you just want to hang out, so you shack up together, says Rabbi El-Azhar, that's also considered to be a Zayna. So if he ever gives her a present, let's say he sends her now a lamb, that lamb has a din of an Esna. Whereas Rav is saying, no, that's the whole point. If you never defined your relationship as prostitution, so then it's just you're giving her flowers for Shabbos. So you gave her a lamb, no? So why can't she use that lamb for a carbon? He has to verbalize, listen, let's not make this too much of a lovey-dovey kind of thing, you know. We've already decided what you are now. We're just haggling over the price. So okay. That's exactly the case. All right. What? George Bernard Shaw. It's a brilliant, brilliant quote. It's a brilliant quote. Okay. But even according to Rava, Rava would agree if she was defined as a Zona before. So in other words, to one time to sleep with somebody casually does not turn her into a Zona. If you made that a relationship, that is a relationship not to be miyached or to be your partner without marriage, but just anytime you feel like sleeping with somebody, you knock on her door, that makes her a Zona. It's just not a one-time event. If she was defined as a Zona before, so then Anachinami, even if he didn't say beferish that this is there for Esnan, it would be considered to be an Esnan. That would be, this is the first approach. So she already defined herself as a Zona. Lishna Achrina, which as I mentioned to you, apparently most of the Gersaot were the opposite in the Rishonim, including Rashi. So Lishna Achrina, the Gemara asked the question on Abaya. Meisvei. I mean, it doesn't start from Meisvei, but put in our minds, right? Meisvei, how can Abaye say that only a Jewish prostitute is considered to be Esnan? It says, Echad Zoyna Yisrael is Echad Zoyna Akum. In this version, Rabbi answered, Kikataniya, this Braita is talking about Arayah, Chayin Kedushin Tov Simba, the same as the first version. It says that a Jewish Zona is also, that's true. I mean, but it's only true if she is also an Iser Erva where there's no Kedushin. But how could you say that? The same thing that we had before. How could you say that? Doesn't it add Amona L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chavutz L'Kohen Gadol? And over there, it's none as also, even though Hahani Kedushin do Toiv Simba, answers Rabbaya in this version, not that it's going like Rabbi Akiva, but that it's going like Rabbi Elazar. It's going on Leibah the Rabbi Elazar, who says that Panui Haba al Hapnuya Shalol Shum Ishut Asa'a Zona. So according to Rabbi Elazar, the din is that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a woman who had casual sex, which is a tremendous chumrah. So once he holds that, it makes sense that he would be the one that also holds that if the din of Esnan is defined by the same concept of a Zona, so then fine, it would be the same halacha, in which case we'd have to say that that is defined as a Zona. I'm not going according to Rabbi Elazar. What are you asking me from a bright Talibah to Rabbi Elazar? I'm going according to the Chachamim. So over there, it certainly would never have said Kigan Amon Elokohen Gadol. Ask the Gemara, but I don't understand. So why mention Amon Elokohen Gadol at all? If you're trying to teach me that this is going according to Rabbi Elazar, isn't the main point of Rabbi Elazar that even though there's no Isser whatsoever involved in this relationship, other than the fact that it's casual and the Torah prefers for you to marry a woman, so then say, what are you bringing? Amon Elokohen Gadol, that completely ruins the whole point. I'm trying to bring out the fact that even if he just happened to have a casual relationship, that also is considered to be a Zona. So don't talk about it, Amon. My Ari Amon, Nidne Pnuya. So then say, somebody, just the fact that she's not married is bad enough. No, because Amon, so you see how different this version is, right? Amon Itzrich, it had to say Amon, because why? I might have thought, Salka Daita Chamina, Hul Ubinyan Avu, we're learning out one from the other, right? So then maybe it's only Usher where the issue is the nature of the casual relationship. That's where the Torah calls something a Zona, because you had the ability to marry each other and you didn't. So that means that you're looking for something casual. But if this woman is usher to you, so I mean, I can't really marry her. So what am I supposed to do? Here I am in love with this woman. Here's this Kohen Gadol, right? So he's saying, me look for casual relationships, chas v'shalom. But I'm not allowed to marry her. So I don't have much of a choice, do I? So therefore, I would think that that's not called a Zayna. Dafka, in other words, the fact that she's more usher makes her less of a Zayna. That's the Chiddush over here. So over here, Sa'ol Abinyan Avu lo nitasu in any other case. Kamashman, even so, that they're usher to each other, it's still considered to have that element of casualness. And because of that, it's usher in terms of Zayna. And it becomes an Esnan Zayna. Beautiful. Two very, very different approaches to this circuit.
Okay, what is Rabbi drinking today?
You haven't offered me anything or updated your Zoom.
I have Shivis at the house, but I want to be Mitrich Rabbi to come to the house. Oh, I'll try and come there by the third.
Maybe you should bring the Shivis to the Shir, that you should bring your own body to the Shir. That's asking too much from 3 seconds away, right?
Once it's after 8, we make a disturbance, we don't disturb.
Ah, now we're getting serious. And it never occurs to you that one could be Yodzei both issues by simply being Magdin.
I'll accept that just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, it's a Dover Katan, so just simply being Maktim is just simply.
That one is tough. The bottom
Moshe says,
I think everybody heard very clearly, I should come running for the shivas rather than you should come to the sheriff 3 minutes earlier. Okay, I hear. Now I know what I'm worth.
I was saying Moshe said Yer Shemaim is simple. It's just so simple. Just have Yer Shemaim for Moshe. So Rebbe can say just simply be Makdim. For Rebbe, it's simple.
I hear. Okay, well, that's sweet. Anyway, you got to do better than shivas to get me over there. I can tell you that much.
So, but now what is Rebbe drinking? Without straining until we get the Mishnah, and then we'll take the break. Okay. Very good.
Okay, the next case that we had in the Mishnah. Somebody goes to a friend who owns a female slave, a Shifra Kanani, and he says to him, I want to pay you for sexual services by your Shifra for my Eved. So there we have the Machlokas. Rebbe says, that's not called an Eslan Zayin, and the Rabbanan say that it's called an Eslan Zayin. Well, I don't understand. This is a perfectly valid and natural relationship. What does this have to do with a Zayinah? And this is all mutter. I mean, you're supposed to provide sexual services for your slave. It's part of what you owe him. I don't see you're buying the rights to the, what is he doing wrong? Vashivcha le'eved mishra sharya. This is a kosher relationship. Why would the Torah view it in any way as a toiva? I mean, look, say according to Rebbe Lozer, the very fact that they're not married, it's the casualness of stuff that, but the Rabbanan don't hold to that. So, I mean, we're assuming this is Rabbanan. We're not going to start saying this is Rebbe Lozer, right? So, Vashiv Chalavet Mishra Shari. Amr Avuna, you don't understand. This is just a nice way of saying, send over your Shivcha to me. When he said to my Eved, he means to my old man. That's what he said. Because after all, a sexual relationship is referred to as tashmish, even in English, service. You serve, the male serves, right? So if you're trying to mate an animal, it's a service. So if it's a service, it's basically an Eved doing the service. So you're referring it to your own genitals as the Eved, you know? So send me over a shifcha for my good old Eved that seems to be in need of some treatment. Fine. Okay, so he's saying things in a nice way, you know. Right, you're supposed to speak. What's wrong? You're supposed to speak in a nice way. I don't see what everybody is laughing about. It's so funny. It says that you're supposed to use a lashon nekiya. So, he doesn't. What's he going to say, you know? He says, my old man needs some help. send over your shifra kananis. So that's what he's saying. It's lo koma. The only reason he said my eved is he was speaking nicely. Lishnama al yakama. He's trying to speak in a more acceptable fashion. Ihachi, one second. So why does Rebbe say it's mutter? I said, so this is straight out znus, right? I mean, just because he wants to call it something nice doesn't change it. So how could that be the case? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Omar Shmuel Barav Yitzchak. No. It means exactly what he said. He means for my eved. But you know what? Who says he's talking about an Eved Kanani? He's talking about an Eved Ivri. So? He's talking about an Eved Ivri. Why do the Rabbanan say it's not? Because the Shifcha is mutter to an Eved Ivri also. There's nothing wrong with this relationship. I don't understand you. How are you helping? Shifcha Eved Ivri Mishra Sharia. Hachabam, I ask you, the Chiddush over here is like this. The Eved does not have a wife of his own or children of his own. In that case, he's not allowed to take the shifcha. But you must admit that the difference between an Eved Ivri that is allowed, not only allowed, that's part of what his job is, right? Because that's why the Torah says that he's working double hours, mishnescha sachir, because he's working and getting these women pregnant, which is what we're talking about, Eved, right? And that he's doing for his master because he doesn't get to keep the children. The master gets to keep the children. And that's considered to be work that he's working for him. So if that's the case, then the real isser over here in not taking the shivcha, because of the fact that he does not yet have a chance to work for himself, that is to say, to have his own children and so on. So, I mean, that's not an isser erva. That's just an isser inappropriateness, you would think, you know. I mean, the guy has to have his own wife before you start saddling him with all of these women that he's supposed to be working for you. So it's not really an isser in the relationship. Therefore, comes on the Mishnah to tell me, since under those circumstances, the Eved is not allowed to be sleeping with the Shifcha, it boils down to an illicit relationship. And therefore, it's considered to be, according to the Rabbanan, it's considered to be an etnan. That's the point where his Rebbe says, indeed, the opposite. Look, there's nothing wrong with the relationship. It's just that there needs to have he needs to have his own wife or children. So, how come I ask, in a gagonda let la isha ubanim? The Tanya, ein lo isha ba ubanim, ein rabo moser lo shivcha knanit. Which sounds like the Adon does not have the right to give him the Shivcha Knanit, not because the Shivcha Knanit is usher, but because the Rav does not have the right to tell him, you have to sleep with this woman. Mashma, but in the Etzem thing, there's nothing wrong. Tanya the Rabbana, no, it's usher. Only Yesh lo isha ubanim, rabo moser lo shivcha knanit. Oh, Sir Richard. Makes up for your showing up late this morning.
Sorry, Rabbi. Sunday morning, you know.
especially with the hard work you do on Shabbat. Whew. Oh, my gosh.
Goes late into the night.
If anyone wants to see what rest on Shabbat is, it's worth a trip out to Richie's Island. Okay. Ezel Mechir Caliph. So we spent the past Mishnayos elaborating on all of the cases of Kolai Surim Lagabi Mizbeach, right? We went through Rovea, Venirva, and Bukse, Nevad, and Esnan Zona. And now we're up to Mechir Kelev. Next case. Let's define Mechir Kelev. Esu Mechir Kelev, Omer Lechavero, Helech Tle Ze Tachat Kelev Ze. Take, it should say, take this lamb and exchange it for this dog. So then you can't use that lamb for the Mizbeach. V'chein, but the same case would be, let's say you have two shutafim and brothers, whatever the case was, and you had a total of 19 lambs and one dog in the estate or in the business. They split. One of them takes 10 lambs, and the other takes 9 lambs and one dog. So then that would mean all of the lambs that were in the hands of the guy who took a lamb as opposed to the dog, they're all usher. Everyone's going to ask why they're all usher. The ones that are with the dog, v'she'ima kelev, they're mutter, because they were not exchanged for a dog. The other ones were exchanged for the dog. But now you should know, it's non-kelev. If somebody pays the owner of a dog for the dog's sexual services to him, that's not called an etznan. Mechir zona, if somebody buys a zona, so it's over here, the zona is a shivka, and she works for the master, obviously, but she works as a zona, you know, and he keeps all of the money. So he's running a prostitution house. So he wants to sell one of his whores. That's not called an Isra Vesna Zona. So the Mechir of a Zona doesn't matter. The exchange of the Zona is not, I mean, you can't sell a Jew, obviously. But that would be slavery. I mean, there's no slavery. That's, we're talking about where it would be Shayach, an actual Mechir. Even so, Ereel Mutarim, we'll see why we know that, is the Mishnah says, Shenemar, it says in the Torah, for some reason, to avat Hashem Elokeinu, shnehem, gam shnehem. Shnehem, shnehem means shnaim, shnehem. There's only two, not four. If you're going to add the mechir of a zena and the esnan of a kelev, you end up with four. Therefore, by saying only two, you are telling me, do not think that the same thing is true of flipping the dog and the whore. It's not true. And the vladotehem are mutarim. But the children of those Mechir Kelevs or Etnan Zona, that you can bring for Korban. That's why it says, Hain, Toavat Hashem Elokecha, that's the Shnei Hain, both of them, Hain V'lo V'lodotehem. That's what it means. That's the Shnei Hain, the Hain of the Shnei. Okay, so the Torah says Mechir Kelev. We've been assuming all along that Mechir Kelev means anything that is the exchange for the dog, right? Tana Rabba, Mechir Kelev means Chalifei Kelev, something exchanged for a dog. V'cheinu omer, Timkor Amcha B'lohon. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have sold your people for no money, basically. Certainly not a fortune, let me tell you that. because nobody paid very much. Below ribita b'mechireyam, you didn't even ask much for their price. You see from over here, price is essentially the meaning of exchange. Says Igmar, I mean, why don't we say that when it says u'mechir kelev, it means to actually sleep with this dog? So that would mean that it to pay for the rights to copulate with a guy's dog would be the meaning of mechir kelev. So maybe it means etnan mamash. No, come on, then you have three. You have etnan zona, mechir kelev, and u'mechir kelev, which is saying includes the etnan of the kelev, but the Torah says gam shneihem velo shlosha. No, you misunderstand my meaning. I'm not asking let there be three. I'm saying maybe the Mechir Kelev is, now you are, is the Etnan of the Kelev. There's only two. There's the Etnan of a Zona and the Etnan of a Kelev. That's what I meant. Bikamina Natnan. Etnan u'mechir. Did I say two different things? I said one thing. Etnan should be the meaning of the Mechir Kelev. It's not the low mechir, not the price of a dog. What does the price of a dog have to do with anything? The thing that's a toeva has to do with something that has to do with znus, no? So the normal meaning would be for an etnan, we sort of pretty up the meaning and we say etnan, because it's not just like the price. I mean, you don't want to make things so cheap. When it comes to a dog, I mean, you're going to sit there copulating with a dog, so we call that the price, you know? No, because the very fact that the Torah separates the meaning of the words used is an indication that we're not referring to the same idea, not the znut of it, because in Kain name akra, lo tavi etnan zona v'kelev. I mean, we could have just said the etnan next to the zona and thrown in the kelev. If you're changing the language in the middle and you say etnan zona u'mechir kelev, so then shema mina that this is something else. This is actually an exchange. A price for the dog itself. And that's the issue. Now, the Mishnah said that if you have a split of a property and one guy takes 9 lambs and a dog and the other guy takes 10 lambs, and that's how they had no choice. They had to split it up unevenly because they only had 19 lambs and one dog. So that's how they split it. So you're telling me that the 10 lambs were over there. The value of the dog is somehow in those lambs. All of those lambs are us. I mean, why are all of the lambs us? Let's assume that there's a concept called Brera, right? So if we have Brera, we should be able to take out one lamb. We say, okay, this lamb is the lamb that I want to set aside. Can I get the dog? And then the other 9 lambs should be okay. So why can't we be nepukhoda lahadi kalba? Let's take one of them that's the same value as the dog. And hanach kula lishtri, all the rest of them should be mutter. No, it's theoretically, if there would be one that's valued at the dog, we could do that. But our Mishnah over here is talking about a case. The value of the dog is actually higher than any one of these lambs. This guy doesn't like dogs. He didn't take the dog. He took the lamb instead. But then the problem is you cannot isolate a lamb and say, this lamb is the price of the dog. Because even if you would, what about the extra $20 that the dog is worth that is now part of all the other lambs, right? So because of that, high to finina, this extra amount of money that is the kelev is worth, is shtibakulo, basically is thrown throughout all of the remainder. And therefore, there is no way to take out some aspect of an exchange for a dog from the entire group of 10. It's not kelev u'mechir zona mutar. Now, we said, but if you flip it around and you pay for the services of the dog and you buy a zayna, that's mutar. Omele rava miparzaki l'ravashi. Where does this yisod come from? That the Rabbanan say, you know how Milton told Rabbanan ain't znut lebehemot. That sleeping with an animal is not called znut. I mean, it's usur, obviously, but it's not included as a concept of znut. It's just something else that the Torah usur. But it's not really viewed as a relationship at all. And therefore, it doesn't come under the heading of znut. Now, Rashi, somewhat weirdly, says that what he was asking was about the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah assume that ein zinut lebeima, and therefore, if you pay for the sexual services of a dog, it's not called etnan zona? Tosa says that doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah says how I know it. I mean, what are we thinking, that he didn't know the Mishnah? I mean, that doesn't make sense at all. Why would he not know the Mishnah? Therefore, it must be that what we're talking about over here is some other element of znut. So let's say, for instance, a guy finds out that his wife has been carrying on with a donkey in the barn. Is that woman a surah to him? No. How did Rabbanan know that that's not called znut? If a woman was carrying on with another guy, she would be also. How about this Cohen wants to go out with the girl, and she says, really, I'm not allowed to marry a Cohen. Why not? Because I have a donkey. I said, no, that's okay, because you're not a Surah Cohen, because you're not a Zaina. So you sleep with a zebra, that's your problem. It's not my problem, right? What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I have Misa for something, but it's not called Snus, right? That's, I mean, so like she shot somebody through the head. Okay, what's, you know, but what does that have to do with the problem of whether she can marry a Cohen? So that's what it's asking. Why did the Rabbanan assume that there is no znut under those circumstances? So he said to him, Amar Le Rav Ashi said to him, look, because since the Torah was makbid, never ever use the lashon of etnan in terms of a kelet, right? So lo lishmar kra lichtov etnan zona vekelet. Was very careful not to write that it should be an etnan zona and a kelev. So it means that it's two completely different concepts, and that there is no such thing as the etnan of the kelev. Tanya nami hachi, that znut for behema is not called znut. Minayin le etnan kelev u'mechir zona shemutarim. How do we know that the inverse, in which the etnan is given for the dog and the price paid is for the prostitute herself to own her, shenema shnayim v'lo arba'a. Okay. Now, it says, Vlodotehem mutarim, and now the Braita explains, how do I know Vlodotehem are mutarim? Shenehemar gam shnehem. That means hem, lo Vlodotehem. Omar Rava, now, there are cases where a Vlad is actually awesome. What would that be? Well, Vlad on the Erbat Asura. Let's say an animal was used by someone for Revia. So then if that animal subsequently, well, we'll see what it's talking about. If it subsequently, because it's not clear, it subsequently become pregnant, was it pregnant at the time? That we'll see. But there it's usher to bring the Vlad. Why? Because he uvlada nirba'u. Because if it were pregnant at the time, then the Vlad was part of the act. So basically what he did to both her, the mother, and the Vlad. Also, in a case of a nogachat, you've got an animal that went ahead and gored somebody to death, and it was pregnant. The Vlad of the nogachat, when it's born, is usher to be brought as a korban. Why? Because you Vlad a nogachat. Vlad muktzav ne'avad mutar. However, if the animal is pregnant at the time that somebody bowed down to it, or that it was set aside for a carbon prophet as Zora, there is mutter. Why is that? Because the guy was not thinking about the Vlad. When he made the commitment to bring it as a carbon, he meant the mother, Le'imei Akse. And when he was worshiping, he was bowing down to the mother, Le'imei Palchila. Bringing a carbon, he was bringing a carbon to the mother. The Vlad is invisible and not part of his thinking. Yeah, it's an embryo. Ikari Amri, I mean, it was an embryo, then it was born. We're talking about what's the din of Vlad when it's born. Ikari Amri, others say that, no, what Rava said was a Vlad Muksa and Nevat is us. Why is that? Because when the animal is pregnant, it looks bigger, and therefore it looks like it's a more valuable and a better carbon to bring. So he wants to actually take into consideration the additional size of the animal and the swollenness of the mother to be able to bring it as a korban, or it's a much more attractive animal to bow down to. You know, this is a beautiful god, I mean, to have, right? So because of that, he's nechale b'defiche, the extra size, swelling, is considered to be valuable for him, and therefore it would be us. Omer v'achtavoy bar'ami, omer rav. Hamekadesh Peferesh Shor Haniskal Mekudesh. Interesting halacha. You can be Mekadesh with absolutely anything, including dung. So if you, I mean, dung is valuable. People are going to pay for it to fertilize fields, whatever. You apparently don't think very much of this woman. So you say, okay, I am Areya Mekadesh Li with a truckload of. And, well, I guess she doesn't think much of herself because she says, okay, darling, I am yours. The problem is, to get some crazy cases, Richie, when that truck pulls out of your tank, you know, with the big words on the back, just remember, that's worth a lot of money.
I already have a wife, Rabbi.
I hope she doesn't overhear this one. So now, even if that truck was full of dung that comes from a Shor HaNiskal, you say, okay, so then it's Asur B'Anah, right? You can't be Mekadesh Anisha with us, with Isurei Anah. In this case, she is Mekudeshet anyway. Why? Because that is not, even though the Shor itself is Asur, the perish of that Shor does not become Asur. However, if you use the perish Eglei Avodah Zarah, then Eina Mekudeshet, then it's Asur B'Anah. Why would that be, my time? Huh? Well, first of all, there's a pasuk that says that, but it's also very logical. Ibayit emakra, ibayit emasvara. What would that be? Ibayit emasvara. Look, it's logical because, as we said before, like Rava explained, if an animal is swollen, it doesn't have to be swollen with a fetus. It could be swollen because of the fact that it hasn't moved its bowels. So he is happy with that swelling, we said. You know, what's the difference whether the Avodah Zarah is getting a truckload of? It's the bottom line is it looks good, and that's all that's important, right? So there it's Nechale. He's very happy for it to be Menefichim. Hashem gave him Shor HaNiskal. What does he care? Shor HaNiskal, I think it's also bad. Not for him. He couldn't care less whether it's bigger, smaller, what it looks like. Lo Nechale Menefichim. And therefore, the Isser against the animal of Anna does not extend to the contents of its bowels. Or I could say, Ibayit Emekra. It's actually a remez in the pasuk because by Avodas Kochavim, what does the Torah say? That the Isser lo tavito eva betech vahayita cherem kamohu. So that means vahayita. Vahayita means kol shata mehayem imenu areyo kamohu. Whatever you get out of that, including perish, is going to be just like the animal itself. It's usser. So that means that the Torah wants to extend the Isser HaNah into even the perish and its bowels. But by Shor HaNiskal, it specifically says, don't eat its meat. I said, don't eat its meat. Lo ye'achel b'soro, to tell me it's only the basar that is asur. But that ein achinami pirsho is mutar. Richie, you are on. Gevaldik. Natan la ma'ot. Suppose you pay a prostitute with cash. She can use that cash to buy any carbon that she wants. There's no problem in giving that cash to the Beit HaMikdash. But if you gave her anything usable from the Mizbeach, let's say you gave her wine, you gave her oil, you gave her flour, things that are used for the Nesachim, for the Menachais, or anything for that matter, anything that could be brought on the Mizbeach, it's all usher. But if you gave her Mugdashim, you gave her an animal that was already Kadesh, then it's Mutter. Now the Gemara will ask, what do you mean you gave her Mugdashim? It's not yours to give, so how could you give her Mugdashim? It wouldn't, obviously wouldn't have a din of an Esnan because you just, it's somebody else's money, it's Hedrus's money. That we'll talk about, what that case would possibly be. If you give her ofot, if you give her birds of chulin, obviously, hare elu asurin, the birds are usher, because you might have thought, says the Mishnah. That's why I waited till the end to say the birds. Well, that's what it said, the birds together with the original cases. Why do I wait? Because you would have thought, shehoya bedin, look, if mugdashim are sensitive even to a mum, correct? And over there, mum posoba, Nonetheless, there's no din of esed on a bechir on mukdashim. So kol shekein a bird where there is no din of a mum, shein a mum boselbo, ein a din shloye etnan a bechir chalalav, something which is that insensitive in terms of its suitability for the mizbeach, that even a mum doesn't matter. So we should say it doesn't matter if it's an esnan or a mechir. Talmud lomar, that's the last part of the pasuk that we hadn't yet been doresh. And that's why it says it, nan zona umechir kelev. That's not the, it's the penultimate, sorry. L'chol neder, any type of neder at all, including even a bird. That is the point. L'avia ta'ov. Now, another din is, we said, kol ha'asurim legabe mizbeach, and we had that whole list, right? The roveah, the nirvah, the nevad, all of the cases. It said that vladotehem are mutarim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, even the vlad of a trefa, with the animal, now we just touched on that issue yesterday, whether the vlad of a trefa that was born as a trefa or born from a trefa. We had two possibilities yesterday to get into it, but now we're getting into it. It's a machlokas. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even if the animal itself is perfectly healthy, if it was born to an animal that was a trefa, it cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Hanina ben Antigna, somewhere, by the way, there's a machlokas here, Rashi and Tosis, about does he mean only also gav and Mizbeach, or does he mean it's a full trefa? Now, Lamaisa we had in Chulin, as Tosis points out, that it's, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's also to anybody. It's a real trefa. Rashi, for some reason over here, says it's also only legabim mizbeach, but mutilahetit. Fine. So it's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. But as I say, remember we had this sugya in Chulin. Tosfos certainly seems to be right. We have to explain why in the world Rashi would say otherwise. Okay. So in that case, Rabbi Eliezer holds treifa too. Rabbi Hanina ben Antigna Somer, I go a step further. If you have a kosher, completely kosher animal, born to a kosher animal, all that happened was is that it was suckled during its period of suckling by a non-kosher in the sense of being treif. So that all the milk that it was drinking was treif. Then even that is psula mi'agabe mizbech, was yonka. So even that itself will assert for the mizbech. Kol ha'kodashim shenasu treifa. If you have a hegdash animal that doesn't get a mum, but it has its trefa. May have a mum also. But the point is, once it's a trefa, even if it has a mum, you can't be paid it. For another reason, she'ain't podinat ha-kodashim, as we had many times, la'achilan le'klavim. What would you do with this animal if you're paid it? You'd use it as dog food? Because that's, you can't eat it yourself. Well, you cannot be put a kodashim for dog food. Fine. So now let's get back to the first part that we had up here. Tana Rabba. Natan lachitim said, if you give her wheat, she turns it into flour. So now she did a shinui. That is in and of itself a shinui. Or you give her olives, she turns it into olive oil. You give her grapes, she turns it into wine. What's the din? Tani chada asuri. So one brighter said that still retains its asur. It's iser. Vatanya idach mutarim. Rav Yosef, Tani Gurion de Min Asparuk. Gurion from Asparuk says that Beit Shammai is the one who says it's Asrin, and that he has it's a Braita. And Beit Hillel says it's Mutar. Beit Hillel says, when it says in the Pasuk, Shnehem, it means Heim velo velotehem, and Heim velo shinuyehem, only the original payment of the Esna to the Zoyna is Asr. But once you do a shinui, it's mutter, was Beit Shammai Savre. Hey, v'lo v'lo tehem, but then it says gam shneim. Why do you think it throws in that gam? Gam shneim is to say, but don't say heim v'lo shinu yehem. Even shinu yehem are usher. Hey, that's a pretty good point. So according to Beit Hillel, what does Beit Hillel do with that gam? We don't know. Truth is, Gam the Beit Hillel Kasha. It's one of the things that are outstanding is how it is that Beit Hillel actually knows not to be Dorish the Gam. Tana Rabbanan. The last thing that we did not talk about is Beit Hashem Elokecha. What is the point of mentioning the house? Just say, L'chol Neder. What does it mean to the house of Hashem, to the Beis HaMikdash? So what that is coming to tell me, that if I use the Esnan, this guy's got a heck of a prostitute because he gave her a Pura Aduma, which is worth $100 million, you know? Then that Pura Aduma is kosher for a Pura Aduma because it doesn't come to Beit Hashem Elokecha. It is entirely outside of the Beit HaMikdash. That's why it says Beit Hashem Elokecha. So Prat Lepara She'ino Ba'al Abayit Divrei Rebbe Elazar. V'chachamim Omrim, no. It's not talking about a Pura Aduma. It's coming to tell me that even if you give a Zona a golden plate, and those golden plates are used L'Rikuin, they're used for covering the walls, the wall panels in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or whatever, even just for the bayit, you can't use it. Rashi here says it's referring to Mizbeach. You want to cover the Mizbeach Azov with it. But elsewhere, Rashi agrees that it's referring to anything, even if it's just for the walls. So, Man Chachamim, on Rav Chisna, this is going according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. If somebody gives a Zona, Zahav, and you give her gold, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amen. You can't make them into plates to use anywhere. Even the least kodesh place of the bayit, which is the back of the Beit HaMikdash, it faces outside, which is called the Beit HaKaporet. Over there, it's still osir. And that's the shita that we're saying here of Beit Hashem Elokecha. Natan Lamugdashim, if you gave a whore something that was kodesh, then it's mutter. Ask the Braita. You mukdashin at none of a chalalim mi kavachomer. Is it a kavachomer that it should be usr? Because now that we know that ofot are usr from the extra pasuk l'chol neder, so now let's make a kavachomer backwards. Uma ofot she'ein amum posel b'hem. If a bird, which is not prohibited for the mizbeach because of a mum, nonetheless, we have a special pasuk of l'chol neder to tell me that it's nanu mekir chalaleihem mukdashim shamu posel b'hem. Over there by mukdashim, it's more chomer, so for sure it's nan umekir chalaleihem. Therefore, Talmud Amar l'chol neder, something that you want to bring now as a neder, but not something that was already nodur. So Talmud Amar l'chol neder lo tzi et hanodur. I don't understand the whole discussion, says the Gemara. Time of the Miatina Kor, but only because I have that pasuk. And if there wouldn't have been a pasuk, I would have said that Mugdashim Chalalayim Eslan Amachir. It's not his money. If it's already belonging to Agdash, how can he give it to a whore? I don't understand. I mean, he's just stealing. Obviously, he's not going to get a din now to be usher. Amrav Oshaya, no. You don't understand the case. Case is the guy is bringing a Korban Pesach. And he says to this whore, how about if I pay you by giving you a chelek and a Korban Pesach? Since I have a right to determine who's going to be on my Korban Pesach, so then it is his money, in which case you would think that it osers the Korban because now the Korban becomes an Esnan. Kamash Malan, v'lo nadur. That's the point. But it is his money. If I wouldn't have the Pesach, I would have thought that Enochana becomes Osir. And it's going according to Rebbe, the Tanya. The inyim at habayit miyot miser. Inyim atabayit means if the family doesn't have enough money to buy a Korban Pesach, is how to understand it. So then mihiyot miser, that means hachayehu miser, get the money for the seh by selling parts of the seh. That's the point. But, I mean, that can only be done to raise money to have enough for a Korban Pesach that you can eat, but you can't use it for other things. Rebbe says you can use it for anything you want. You can use it to pay a prostitute. So af nichdei mekach, she'im einlo, if he doesn't have enough money to afford what he wants, like a prostitute, he can sell it and use that proceeds of the korban to pay the prostitute. So memana acherim op yischav achigigatom otav chulin. The money is chulin, it's perfectly kosher money, and then you would think that it would also become a mechir kela, a esan zayna. That's why I have to say the pasuk. Shal manat keni kedusha Yisrael pischeyan. That is the nature of the kedusha in the first place. When somebody says it's a Pesach, He means to keep whatever is still in his rishus to be able to sell the pieces of. So that is also included. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop a little bit early today, but I think we did pretty good considering the complications we had from yesterday. And I will wish you a wonderful week. Go through it, everybody. Of course, if there's anybody who wants to stay on, I would think it might be a nice idea to review at least a little bit. But, you know, this is up to you. Remember, it's a holy sugya. At Zukta Halakha Mishnah, the Torah doesn't call anything screwy. Everything is holy. Okay.
If somebody is in the business.
Okay, well, first, let's do it again. Today's review of Tmura is the Avlamet, starting from the Halakha Mishnah. All of the tla'im sheginegel hakelev are asur. All of the tla'im she'ima kelev are mutar. Etnana kelev u'mechir zona are both mutar. Shenema shnehem shnayim v'lo arba'a. And v'lodoteyem are mutarim because shnehem. Hem v'lo v'lodoteyem. Tana rabbonah. Mechir kelev means chalife kelev. How do we know? Because of a chenu omer tibkar amecha below hon velo ribita b'mechirehem. So that means it's what we say in English, the price of something. It's b'chirotei. Ema etnan kelev, it should say. Wait, I thought we said then tlata shnehem velo shlosha. I never said mikamina nan etnan umechir. I said that the mechir kelev should mean etnan velo mechir kamina. No, because it came name across lotavi etnan zona v'kelev. If you flip the language mechir etnan zona mechir kelev, shema mina, they're two different things. Hashutafim shechoku echad natav tisha and one kelev, etc. Why can't we just take out one of the 10 limbs and say this one is connected to kelev and nepo chodolavi kalba v'anakula lishteru? Could go into Tuffy to make Kelev from any one of the 10. Under any circumstances. The vlad of a nirbaat is asura, because he uvlada nirba'u. The vlad of a nogakat is asura, because he uvlada nakhu. The vlad of a muktz of a nevad is mutar my taima. I was only interested in le'ime akce, le'ime palchila. Ikeri amrei vlad muktev nevad asur. My taima the nechalei benefichei. Omer avachtuvoi barami omer rav. Amekadesh beperesh shon iskal mekudeshet. But beperesh egle avadizora ena mekudeshet. My taima ibayt emakrav ibayt emasvora ibayt emasvora because nechalei gabi avadizora benefichei because it looks better. But what does he care? How big the animal looks by the Shoran Niska, it's going to all be Osurbana anyway. Which means even perish. Only Bisaro is Osur, and Pirsho is Mutar. Okay, Rabotai. Wonderful. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much. It's great to see you. Cool too.